WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A homeless Bryan woman is accused of swinging a machete at a man inside a College Station apartment after she took his wallet containing $200. Police say this was Friday night at the Woodstock Apartments on Dartmouth, where the man responded to an online ad offering a massage for $100. 25-year-old Charlotte King was still in the apartment when officers arrived. The arrest report did not indicate who was leasing the apartment. A Bryan man who police have received 17 harassment complaints for from his ex-wife remains in jail following his latest arrest. 42-year-old Christopher Newton has been in jail since early Thursday morning on charges of driving with an invalid license and evading arrest with multiple convictions. That's after his ex-wife accused him of shutting off the power to her home at 4 in the morning. At that time, Newton had been out on bond following an arrest March 28th for burglary at his ex-wife's home. What was planned to be a two-hour trip lasted much longer for a couple kayaking the Navasota River. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says those who were waiting to pick up the kayakers at the Highway 6 bridge north of Navasota on Thursday didn't know it was going to take 12 to 14 hours.
Be prudent to call 911, and initially the male declined any assistance, said he was doing just fine, not to worry. And then the female got on the line and said, I disagree. I do believe we need to get rescued. I want out of here.
Stewart says a Parks and Wildlife game warden came out with their boat and got the kayakers to a rendezvous point with the chief and assistant chief of the South Brazos Volunteer Fire Department, who drove close enough to the river to pick up the couple and take them to Navasota. The Bryan City Council is one of three parties negotiating a new north entrance to Blinn College at Villa Maria and Nash. Mayor Jason Bayinski says talks have included Rivergate Church.
Well, we're moving forward on that. I think that would help with the ingress and egress to that campus. The church has been willing to work with us on an expansion there.
Contractors recently completed the new intersection and traffic signals connecting Blinn and the Crestview Retirement Community at Villa Maria and Joseph Drive. Emergency responders around Texas are monitoring several bills in the state legislature. Brazos County Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says one proposal would clarify a gray area regarding workers' compensation when they're responding to calls in their personal vehicles.
We've been aware of this gap for a while in our PFD in Precinct 3, and we kind of make our firefighters aware of it, and we've required that they notify their insurance agents if they're going to have emergency lights on their vehicles. Even though we cover them, we want them to have that extra peace of mind.
The House Business and Industry Committee has held a hearing on House Bill 2771, which would apply to paid and volunteer firefighters and emergency medical personnel. The centennial of the Texas A&M Forest Service is the subject of an exhibit that recently opened at the Bush Library and Museum. That followed a resolution at the last meeting of the Board of Regents when Chancellor John Sharp recalled the early days of the agency.
It wasn't originally created to fight fires, but its purpose was to assume direction of all forest interests, all matters pertaining to forestry within the jurisdiction of the state. It was to assure the state's trees, forests, related natural resources are protected and sustained for the benefit of all.
In 1993, the Forest Service was designated the lead agency in coordinating the response to wildfires around the state. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash. Or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:09. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, who has taken a little time off. The weather is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Been a bit unsettled across the region for a while. We stay unsettled today with showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures near 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, too. Those will drop down to about 65. Tomorrow, not much in the way of improvement. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows near 60. More wet weather in the forecast Wednesday. Cloud, showers and thunderstorms, highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
More wet weather in the forecast through, it looks like, at least Saturday. Sunday looks like the first day we're going to see, at least according to the extended forecast, Saturday's the first day we'll see any kind of sunshine at all, unless it just pops in and out of the clouds. The least amount of rain chance we have is on Saturday at 20% chance, but as it stands now, it's 40 tonight, 50 tomorrow, 30, 40, 30, 30, 50, 40, 30. Yay!
So much fun. We can play in the puddles.
I'm over it.
No.
I'm over it.
No.
So I was driving in this morning, and somebody else happened to get there about the same time that I did and took the perfect parking spot that was much closer to the door. And by much, I mean a couple of feet. But
yeah, I
anyways, Patrick snuck in there.
I did.
We pulled up like at the same time, but he already knows the lay of the land better because he's been here for so much longer than I have.
Children.
So, anyways, I'm not bitter. It's fine.
It was nasty wet this morning.
Yeah, it was. It was
I'm
gross.
Over the weather. You need to get over the parking spot.
And then they had the sprinklers on. So
did
then
they
we got really soaked walking
that
up
happens.
To the door.
That's awesome.
It's good. Stay hydrated, folks.
Good thing. Well, it's a good thing we're not in California, man. We'd get in all kinds of trouble.
Ooh,
for that.
We.
So, have you ever wondered what they do with the leftover soap when you're done with it at the hotel?
Yes.
They pitch it.
Oh, really?
But not anymore.
Oh, what are
they doing
with it?
And this is actually kind of cool. Many people just chuck the bars, but Clean the World started 7 years ago, founded by a tech company worker who traveled a bunch. Here's how it works. The soap is collected and shredded, run through machines that get rid of any residual bacteria from the other guests that they may have left on the soap. And then they get shaped into brand new bars. They're packaged up, and they send them all over the world, specifically to places that have infectious disease problems.
Now, these are bars of soap that are still in the package, though,
no.
Right?
No. That's what I'm saying. These are the ones you've used, and there's that, you know, that little, you know, you stayed in the hotel for one night, you used the soap, and then you're done.
Yeah.
So they take that, they clean it, they reshape it, and they give it to people to keep themselves clean in countries that are having infectious disease problems.
Interesting. Okay.
Seems like it would work.
I mean, just to me, I guess I'm spoiled.
You want a new bar?
Yeah. They're like, well, this was used. There's still hair on it.
Oh, man. Had to do that, dude.
Yeah, sorry.
Out of sight, out of mind. Just don't think about it.
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in the greatest country on earth.
So. If you were in Canada over the weekend, you had a little trouble. If you were flying from Frankfurt to Tokyo, they were forced to make an emergency landing in Ireland. After an 87-year-old passenger lashed out at one of the flight crew.
What did the flight crew do?
Bitter.
Oh.
Whoa.
87 years old, got wound up and bit somebody.
That's scary.
I don't know that I've ever been that mad, ever.
That you wanted to bite somebody?
Yes.
Well, you're not a cannibal, Kevin. I mean,
you see that all the time.
The only thing that I think you could resort to it is if somebody, you know, has you in a position where you can't get out. You're like, all right, the only way I'm going to be able to get out of here is to start gnawing on them.
Well, what's the old adage? You know, it's not a story. Dog bites man's not a story.
Yeah.
Man bites dog is. And we get those all the time.
I'm impressed with the strength of her fixident.
The year is 2002. It was very busy for a young woman named Lana. She got married on Long Island on Valentine's Day. For another, she married again 15 days later to a different dude. 13 days after that, while still married to at least two others, she wed another.
Jeez, Lana.
And a few weeks later, when the average bride would be recovering from honeymoons, plural, she was named in divorce proceedings initiated by a man she married 3 years before that. By the time 2002 had rolled around, she would marry three more men, each in a different town in New York State. All told, this is according to state records, she has married 10 men since 1999.
Wowzer.
She was arraigned on felony charges this last weekend.
So how, I mean, obviously the guys had to know, right? Or she just like, well, I
guess not. I don't know how you would get a marriage license, though.
Different area codes, I guess.
I guess so.
So there were that many guys that she was getting mad at all the time, but they knew what they did. She didn't have to tell them.
She's a gold digger.
Unless she's trying to break Mickey Rooney's record.
Very nice. Very nice. We'll keep it in the crime blotter. Indianapolis police are hoping that Dominic Stone keeps his promise and turns himself in. Police say the 24-year-old is wanted for shooting that injured five people last week. The investigators said they received a tip that Stone plans to turn himself in, but not until chilling over the weekend.
I mean,
chilling in air quotes on this one.
So let's just hang out until he does it. Doesn't really seem very productive there by the Indy PD.
Nope, it doesn't. You're right. But we're going to wrap it up on this. Something on the lighter side. Oh, shoot. I got the wrong one.
That's not so light.
Here we go. What should you eat while you're sitting at your desk?
Nothing.
Wrong.
Peanuts? Oh.
That's your clothes.
Oh, what?
Chewing gum.
Before you take down the bag of chips or something, you want to do something a little more healthy. The things that you can get to that are easy to eat at your desk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do 10, so here's 9. Vegetables and hummus, which I don't like.
Yeah. Hummus?
I'm not a big fan.
Perfectly fine. Really?
It's
good stuff.
Not a fan.
All right.
String cheese or cottage cheese?
Yeah.
A frozen banana. Which, by the way, if it's starting to get soft, put it in the refrigerator, it's still edible.
Ah.
I've cheated bananas a couple times that way. When it's just on the verge of, I can't put this in my mouth because the consistency's weird.
Or you can get one of those banana holders.
True. Pretzels, protein bars, dry cereal, just make sure it's something healthy. Fresh fruit or dried fruit. Be careful with the dried fruit, though, because sometimes that can be loaded with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Low-fat popcorn and the number one thing to tighten up your appetite.
Almonds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's good stuff.
Hi, WTAW.
Hey, I haven't heard y'all comment on the new Hillary campaign logo, whether it's a Cuban flag or a hospital direction arrow.
It looks pretty bad.
It really does. Well, the thing that surprised me on that, we'll just completely derail for a second.
Yeah.
If you'll remember, it was either last week or the week before, I mentioned that the feminists were mad because people were calling her Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Just Hillary.
Just Hillary. And that's pretty much all that campaign button sticker window thing, whatever.
As opposed to Mrs. Clinton?
Or Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
She doesn't really seem like the warmest person to begin with, so she kind of has to endear herself to the folks by being on a first-name basis, right?
That would be my only guess, and that's what she's known as more than anything else anyway. But I'm wondering when the National Organization for Women is going to freak out on this because she's doing it.
Well, but for as long as she's been in politics and this supposed master of the political domain, mistress of the political domain, she's had gaffe after gaffe after gaffe on a campaign that probably wasn't ready to run right now anyway. The line would have been, fought for children and families all her career. She left out the four. And so in her campaign address, she said, I've fought children and families she has fought children and families all her career.
And the Republicans are going, yes, you have.
It's just not going well for her.
It's 8:18 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. More airline flights are late, more bags are getting lost, and customers are lodging more complaints about airlines. A new report, co-authored by two professors, says in 2014, 76% of flights arrived on time, down from 78% in 2013, and the rate of lost or stolen bags jumped 13%. Sears Holdings has formed a joint venture with mall owner Simon Property Group, the latest move by the struggling retailer to cash in on the value of its real estate. Sears has contributed 10 properties valued at $228 million to the venture. Sears will lease back the properties, which are located at Simon Malls, from the joint venture. KPMG has agreed to acquire the assets of healthcare consulting firm Beacon Partners Incorporated as the Big Four accounting and professional services giant continues beefing up its services to clients in the healthcare industry. Financial terms were not disclosed. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. Last week, the Dow Industrials rose 294 points. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott. It's 8:22, and our forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. To learn more, get the about the Anchor Advantage, anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some may produce heavy downpours and gusty winds. Temperatures will approach 80 degrees. We'll have showers and thunderstorms rolling across the area tonight as well, lows near 65. Very good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures 75 to 80. More showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows near 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday. The highs on Wednesday around 80 degrees. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Humidity's at 93%. We've got winds out of the northeast at 6 miles an hour, and our visibility's finally up to about 10 miles after being kind of socked in a little bit this morning. Once again, it is 66 at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association's 2015 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by James Connett Fireplaces and Insulation and Guarantee Bank and Trust. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, and finishes May 2nd and 3rd. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders and their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, and theeagle.com. Don't forget, the Spring Parade of Homes, April 25th and 26th, then May 2nd and 3rd.
You're invited to be a part of the first annual Pars for Paws charity golf tournament benefiting Longway Home Sanctuary. Sign up your four-man scramble team or be a sponsor. Just be a part and help the animals that need our help the most. The Pars for Paws Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday, April 25th, with tee time at 8:30 over at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. To sign up your team or to be a sponsor, visit mylongwayhome.org or call Mary at 255-6051.
Was Apple's watch unveiling on Friday a home run or a flop? I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. You know, this is one of my most favorite times of the year. It starts getting warmer, and everyone's suddenly heading outside and enjoying the spring weather. Before you join the fun, back up your files with Carbonite. Your digital photos, songs, and all your personal files will be safe and protected in the cloud. Best of all, Carbonite automatically backs up your files, so you don't have to waste a minute worrying about it. Back up now at Carbonite.com and use promo code Kim for 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com, and be sure to use promo code Kim for your 2 free bonus months.
Now get the Komando Tab Tablet, designed by America's digital pro, Kim Komando. Sends emails, shop, read books, watch movies, share photos, Facebook, and make video calls to loved ones, all with the Komando Tab Tablet. A bright 10-inch color touchscreen, front and rear cameras, fast processor, and gigabytes of storage. You'll love the Komando Tab Tablet. Get it for just $159.99. This is a limited-time offer. Order your Komando Tab Tablet today at shop.komando.com. That's shop.komando.com.
It all happened this past Friday. After months and months of hype, Apple finally rolled out the Apple Watch. Is this yet another Apple home run? Well, it depends who you ask. Bloomberg News says that Friday was a mixed day for Apple. Apple Store shoppers in Europe and Asia were, quoting now, sparse. Fox News claimed that the watch debut simply fell flat. No big lines at Apple stores, and many shoppers in the stores on Friday were simply unaware the watch was coming out that day. But Apple maintains the watch is sold out, back ordered, till June. To be fair to Apple, let's note that the iPhone didn't sell well at first either. Only 5.4 million phones sold in the year following its 2007 launch. Today, iPhones have sold 700 million. It's hard to know the truth so early about the Apple Watch. But one thing is certain, there aren't many people mobbing Apple stores to see it, at least so far. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:28. 50% chance of rain for us today, and some thunderstorms mixed in for good measure. 80 for the high. We'll drop down to 67 for the overnight low tonight, with a 40% chance of more rain. And the weather forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications. You guys, Rocky Horror fans?
You know, I've never seen it. I mean,
I'm guessing it's an age thing.
Well, I like all the people that are in it. I've just never seen it.
Always intend to, just haven't carved out the time for it.
Well, they're doing a special 40th anniversary. Re-release, sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show event that would readapt the classic film score and script with drastically different visual styles. The last time anything was done with Rocky Horror on TV, anyway, was an episode at Glee. But Fox is saying they're going to do something very special to mark the 40th anniversary of the show.
Huh. Now, are they bringing back the same people?
That would be interesting because those are all still pretty big stars. Susan Sarandon, Meatloaf.
The guy who played the mayor in Spin City.
Mm-hmm. And I can't think of his name.
I can't either. And then what's the...
Or Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah, what's the guy that was the, dressed like a lady?
Right, the Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah,
that's
what
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
The British guy, but he's been in a ton of stuff. Yes, I remember he was in, this is dating myself, the Wild Thornberries. It's a good show.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
It's 8:29. We'll check your headlines here in just a minute.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Record rainfall on this day was 3.3 inches set in 1967, and so far this morning sitting just under an inch at 0.84. Probably not going to break that one today. The latest round of rain has passed the Twin Cities a couple of hours ago, moving east. Rainfall total over the weekend was 0.37 inches. Negotiations are underway for a new north entrance to the Blinn College campus in Bryan. Mayor Jason Byinski says the project at Nash and Villa Maria involves the city, the college, and Rivergate Church.
May take out the carport and some of that area of that church, but currently everything looks very positive between Blinn and Rivergate Church and City of Bryan.
At Blinn's entrance off Villa Maria and Joseph Drive, contractors recently finished modifying that intersection to allow access in and out of the Crestview retirement community. That project also included new traffic signals and a median. Taking a kayak down the Navasota River in southern Brazos County resulted in the rescue of a couple involving the Sheriff's Office, Parks and Wildlife, and the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says 3 hours after the couple started their trip last Thursday night, those who were waiting to pick them up called 911.
With an anticipated pickup at the Highway 6 and Navasota River Bridge in a couple of hours. Unbeknownst to them, according to the volunteer fire folks that were down there with us, it typically takes 12 to 14 hours to make this journey.
And Stewart says the trip began at 5 p.m. The 911 call was made around 8, and their rescue boat hit the water about 11.
Then ran into some difficulty with our boat, so we requested the assistance of one of our Parks and Wildlife game wardens, who was Johnny on the spot in about 30 minutes with his boat.
That led to finding the stranded kayakers and getting them out of the river.
The two volunteer firefighters, Chief Chet Barker and his assistant chief, his dad, Mr. Barker, went through, I believe, Allen Ranch and were able to get close to a point on the river where they were able to pick up the kayakers, and they did so.
As the kayakers returned to Navasota, the deputies and game warden returned to the Sulphur Springs drop-off point, which Stewart says took place about 1:30 Friday morning. A man responding to an online ad offering massages at a College Station apartment became a robbery victim. Police arrested 25-year-old Charlotte King for aggravated robbery after the man accused her of swinging a machete at him in an attempt to get his wallet with $200. King, who is listed in jail records as being homeless, was caught Friday night while still at the Woodstock Apartments on Dartmouth. The arrest report did not indicate who leased the apartment, but the victim told police he was confronted by two men who told him to leave, and he believed they were associated with King. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago for a burglary at the home of his ex-wife is back in jail. 42-year-old Christopher Newton, who had posted bond, was arrested for evading arrest and driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, it was the 17th time since March 5th they responded to a complaint about Newton from his ex-wife. Last Thursday morning before sunrise, the ex told officers that she suspected Newton turned off the power to her home. One of three officers who responded found Newton driving without his headlights. Newton pulled into the driveway of his mother's house and was apprehended while running to the front door. From Austin, the Texas Senate has voted along party lines to create a tighter spending cap, the first time in 26 years that the cap has been changed.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says tightening the state spending cap is the goal of Texans all over the state.
This will keep us on a budget like they're on a budget and still meet the needs that Texans want us to address each session.
The bill is authored by State Senator Kelly Hancock.
Committee substitute to Senate Bill 9 redefines growth in the state's economy to be determined by population and inflation rather than personal income.
State Senator Robert Nichols amended it to make it even tougher for future legislatures to change.
In an emergency, with a majority vote, you can bust a spending cap. This sets it so that if we want to bust a spending cap, we have to have 3/5 vote.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A Texas House committee has held a hearing on a bill applying to volunteer and paid firefighters and emergency medical personnel. The chief of the Brazos County Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Department, Gerald Burnett, says the House Bill 2771 deals with workers' compensation coverage for those responding to calls in their private vehicles.
They are acting under authority of the fire department, so it does make good sense for them to be covered under the same coverage that they're going to be covered under once they're on that scene. That's what this bill, as I read it, is intended to do, is to close that gray area and clarify that once they're dispatched to a call, they're covered.
Burnett says this is one of several bills being monitored this session applying to firefighters. The first 100 years of the Texas A&M Forest Service is chronicled in a new exhibit at the Bush Library and Museum. The agency's centennial was also recognized at the last regular meeting of the Board of Regents with a resolution that was read by Chancellor John Sharp.
In 1993 is when the coordination response to each major or potentially major wildfire in the state began. And that's where your fame doubled and tripled. The tens of thousands of lives of critters and people that you have saved, and billions of dollars that you have saved Texans.
A link to online photos of the exhibit titled History in the Making is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 8:35. It's 67 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town. And it's yours. The Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Cut your lawn like never before with superior quality, performance, and comfort of the all-new John Deere Z435 Easy Track Zero Turn Mower. Designed with durability, faster ground speeds, and wider mower decks for more efficiency around every turn. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get the new Z435 Easy Track for only $4,399. Get back to relaxing sooner with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:38. Kevin sitting in for Scott. It's time to check the forecast, brought to us by Skyline Communications.
Been a bit unsettled across the region for a while. We stay unsettled today with showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures near 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, too. Those will drop down to about 65. Tomorrow, not much in the way of improvement. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows near 60. More wet weather in the forecast Wednesday. Cloud, showers, and thunderstorms. Highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 66 with winds out of the south at 3 miles per hour. Again, Kevin sitting in for Scott as Scott's taking a little time off. And we jump headlong into something that, quite frankly, women spend more time doing this than I would researching a car. But according to a recent survey, the average woman puts in 64 kajillion hours, and I'm only exaggerating a little bit, when contemplating buying a top. Researchers asked 1,400 women to take them through the process of buying a piece of clothing, and they found that women go through 10 steps, can take up to 40 hours.
That sounds about right.
To buy clothes.
Jeez.
I'm going to do all
this is over time.
I'm going to do all 10. Either all buying right. it in the store or going home to buy it online cheaper. Sending it around to people for their opinion. Taking a selfie with it on in the fitting room.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting a shop to try it on. Sending links to their mother and sister for approval. Probably a good idea if mom's going to see you in it. Just yeah. saying. Checking Instagram to make sure no one they know is already wearing it.
Oh, that's important.
Posting photos on Facebook for more opinions. Sending links to at least two friends for their opinions. Searching for the item or two or three sites to get different prices and colors. And looking at magazines or websites for inspiration on what to start to buy.
Yeah.
I don't go through that buying a car or a house. I really don't.
It's about as much effort as I put into what I dressed up in this morning.
Well, in that room, though, you have to dress in layers. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I got a fleece that was given to me. I don't even ask. It just is comfy. Got some basketball shorts on, ball cap.
He's the sports guy.
Yeah, I'm the sports man, so that just makes sense.
But all of that being said, it boils down to two things, and I've had this conversation with many a female before. Men buy.
Yes.
We go in, we see it, we like it, we buy it. There's no thought of, well, maybe there's something better. Whereas the ladies that I've spoken to about this will go in, find it, love it, but then have to go to three other places to make sure they don't find something they love better or for cheaper.
Well, now, I did that with my truck, for sure. That's I shopped around. I shopped around for a vehicle.
Right, because that's $25,000, $35,000 ballpark. In some cases, we're talking $15
yeah.
for a top.
Yeah.
But I just it all breaks down into how, you know, and I think it's the hunter-gatherer and, you know, men go kill meat. Don't care what meat, we want meat. And the ladies spent more time going, you know, back millions of years.
Well, I have several family members who love going to thrift shop stores, and that's what they do for fun. They just go and see if they can find a great deal, and they don't even need it. They just want to get a good deal on something.
There's a story about that in Goodwill we'll do right after this phone call. Hi, good morning, WTW. Hi, are you there?
Scared him off.
Hey, what's up? Hello? Must be a bad connection. Thank you for the call. Do you see the one that some guy found a French watch, and it wasn't Rolex, but it was something along those lines, and spent $7 for it at Goodwill?
Okay.
Sold it for $35,000.
Nice.
It's one of those where it was like a Rolex-esque type watch.
Oh, man.
$35K. I've never been that guy. I've always wanted to find one of those and go, ooh, but no. Let's try this one more time. WTAW, good morning. Hi, are you there?
Hey, how do these steps apply to the transgendered woman?
You'd have to ask Bruce Jenner, and they're going to interview him today.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce.
And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm fascinated to see what's going on through what was considered at the time the best athlete on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The decathlete, the gold medalist, Wheaties box, and now he wants to be she.
I think Bruce is missing a few Wheaties up top. I mean, being around that family for that long, I probably would be going crazy.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair. It is 8:43 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for Bravo Brazos Valley.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dumsey speaking with Casey and Tony Ray about the Run for Remembrance.
Tony is a firefighter for College Station Fire Department. He's a driver at Station 1 on A shift, and I am his wife. And we started the Run for Remembrance 5K. It takes place out at Brayton Fire Training Field. We started it 2 years ago in response to the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, which happened on February 15th, 2013. And we actually lost the lives of two Bryan firefighters, Lieutenant Eric Wallace and Lieutenant Greg Pickard, and then had two other firefighters that were injured, firefighter Mitch Moran and firefighter Ricky Manti Jr. And Mitch has gone back and has started work again. And Ricky is still undergoing surgeries to repair his hands from where they were burned. And he actually just had surgery and came through it pretty well to regain some mobility in his thumbs. But he probably has three or four more surgeries. And so we have kept the Run for Remembrance going. Part is a way that we can still reach out to him and let him know that his fire family still supports him, both Bryan and College Station working together. And then for the Pickard family, the Wallace family, and the Moran family, instead of money, they've chosen to give that money back. And so we take that money to Teeks and we create scholarships for their Recruit Academy class. Mm-hmm. And our goal this year is to give the majority to Ricky, but then to allow for three scholarships, because Teeks sends three Recruit Academies through every year. So hopefully we would have a $1,000 scholarship that we could give to each class instead of it just being whatever class kind of comes closest to the race, which is all we've been able to do in the past. If you are a runner and you want to get involved, it's $25 for an individual, or you can register a group of four. So if you have friends you run with, if all four of you registered at the same time, that would be $80, which lowers your cost down to $20. Our event is chip time this year. So for those people that do enjoy racing and really testing their limits, we will have plenty of people that are out there. It will be officially chip time. So if you want to PR your 5K, you know, you can do it. The course is slightly difficult. It is hilly and there are lots of turns. So it may not be the best course to PR on, but it is a great course and it is something that you will never get a chance to run through unless you come to our race. It is open to anyone. It will start promptly at 8, and the runners that are actually running for time will start first. And then everybody, if you want to bring your walker, a stroller, you know, whatever you want to help you mobilate through the course is totally fine. If you're concerned that a 5K is too long, you are welcome to come out and just support and stand on the sides and yell and scream. Or you can, there are several places that you can actually exit the course to get back to the beginning so you don't have to do the whole 5K if a 5K is just too intimidating.
And then having the race at the Brayton Fire Training Field, it's right here in our backyard. There's a lot of people in town that don't even know it's there. You know, it's the world's largest one like it. We just put in a new prop that's got three or four railroad tank cars all stacked up in a derailment. That's going to be a fire prop.
And so people are going to be running through this.
Next to it. Not technically through it. But it is a chance for Teeks to showcase what they have. And this year is actually going to be a little bit unique because Task Force is actually going to be out there. They're going to be checking people in, and there will be people on the field, you know, on these props going in and out and doing things that we haven't had in the past.
The race is set for Saturday, April 25th. To find out more, find Run for Remembrance on Facebook or visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving. With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:47, and a quick look at your forecast sees yuck and continued yuck.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some may produce heavy downpours and gusty winds. Temperatures will approach 80 degrees. We'll have showers and thunderstorms rolling across the area tonight as well. Lows near 65. Very good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures 75 to 80. More showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday. The highs on Wednesday around 80 degrees. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 66 here at News Talk 1620. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, who's taking a little time off. And soap opera sports fans?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure you've heard by now then.
Yes.
If you are a fan and don't mind being a pirate, then you can watch it early. Fans of the critically acclaimed HBO series Game of Thrones don't have to wait to find out what happens to their favorite characters. The first five episodes of Game of Thrones season five were leaked on the internet yesterday. Saturday ahead of Sunday's premiere.
I did not know.
This is not new, however, to Game of Thrones because it's edged out The Walking Dead for the dubious honor of being the most pirated television show in 2014.
They seem to think it was the media preview that made it out, and it the torrents or the leaked files seem to only be standard def. So people who want to see it in all its HD clarity may still want to try to catch it live.
Or you could read the books.
Yeah, you can do that too.
How close is it, by the way? I'm not involved either way.
I know people who are pretty happy with it because it doesn't follow exactly, but it does what it needs to get through it in TV time.
Okay.
Have you read the books, Patrick?
I read the first one.
See, I've read all of them. It really does. It mirrors it pretty well. A pretty good parallel line. Some of the names are changed to protect the innocent, I guess. And then they also leave a few characters out, but nobody who's really, you know, a serious character as far as that I can tell. So I think the books are still a season or two ahead of the TV show. And I think George R. R. Martin's going to be finishing his next books, hopefully sometime soon. I think he said
near the end of the year, or beginning of next year.
Yeah. So, but who knows? It takes him a while to finally get it down. But once he does, I mean, goes off the shelf pretty quick.
Yeah. It's visually really cool. I've watched, you know, bits and pieces of each episode. But I've got two or three shows, and I'm just a little leery of making a commitment.
Yeah, I understand.
Just two or three, Kevin? That's it?
Well, yeah, because to be real honest, I am just a complete geek for Nat Geo or History Channel.
Oh.
Very rarely is there something not on one of those two channels that I'm like, oh, I'm good with this. I can watch this. Histories of the Underworld, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
Since we're talking Hollyweird, how about movies? Furious 7, number one again at the box office, raking in $61 million in its second weekend. Coming in at number two was Home at 19. Longest Ride is number three with 13. And then Get Hard, Cinderella, the Divergent series, Woman in Gold, It Follows, and Danny Collins.
See, I'm surprised they're that far down. Like, Get Hard and Cinderella, I thought was...
Cinderella's been out for quite a while, though.
That's true.
Quite a while. I still haven't seen it, thankfully.
Daughter hasn't drug you to it yet.
Yeah, I love my kid. I really do. And I love taking her to the movies. But there are times where you know you're going into a theater that is for a kid's movie. And you have to be in the mood for that.
Well, now, some of the best times are whenever they actually put some stuff in there for the parents that you can get the underlying.
And the movies most of the time are really, really good movies. But it's the atmosphere of being around 377 7-year-olds that do nothing but kick the back of your chair. And if you're in the mood for that and you're with your kid, that's great. If you're not, which I haven't been lately, because, you know, fighting a head cold and having somebody do something like that is an actionable offense, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Why are your parents?
Exactly. Watch while I come off on you for just a minute. All right, let's jump the line here a little bit and see. Whistling is dying, apparently.
Whistling?
Whistling. How often do you hear people do it walking down the hallway?
Well, yeah, okay.
A new survey found 70% of people say they hear less whistling than they did 20 or 30 years ago. And they're probably right. Cultural historian from Syracuse University in Nueva York says it is disappearing entirely.
Huh.
And he blames it on cell phones. Because everything is to blame for cell phones.
What? Okay. You whistle because you don't have anything better to do when you have a cell phone that takes the place of whistling?
Every change in modern society right now goes back to cell phones. But because we've got them for an ultimate distraction, we don't whistle mindlessly to occupy our time anymore.
Okay. Facebook while you work?
Very nice. And we're more likely to be listening to something on our phones, which again means we're probably not whistling. You may be lip syncing, but you're not whistling.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Huh. What else we got? Basically, we're to the point of the show now where we got stories that didn't fit any place else. Woman accidentally dropped her 2-year-old in the cheetah pit. a woman at the Metro Park Zoo in Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday afternoon with her two-year-old son. They were looking at the cheetahs. She decided to dangle him over the pit because she's stupid.
Idiot.
Kid fell about 10 feet, hurt his leg. No problems after that, though. Bunch of cheetahs who easily could have pounced just didn't, thankfully, for whatever reason. They don't know why. They kind of wandered over. His parents hopped into the pit, pulled him out, and went to the hospital. Now his mom could be facing child endangerment charges.
Good.
To which point, nobody in the world went, really?
Well, now, cheetahs are very docile creatures from what I understand in some ways. I mean, they're one of the more domesticatable big cats.
I'd just soon not find out, ever, because you ain't going to outrun it.
No, no, you won't.
That is not going to happen.
Yeah, fall asleep and wake up a chew toy.
That's my leg! It is 8:54 here at News Talk 1620. Coming up, guy lost his wallet 14 years ago. Somebody found it, and he got it back. We'll have all that more coming up in just a minute here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Action Sports is introducing the 2015 Kawasaki Strong Mule Pro FTX, the fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether pushing the limits out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or worksite, these off-road vehicles will get the job done. The Mule Pro FTX features a convertible 3-6 passenger Transcam and a full-ton towing capacity. And all 2015 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with a factory 3-year warranty. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Baseball season is in full swing. And guys, if you're into fantasy baseball, you'll want to hear this. These new one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com are the hottest thing in fantasy sports. At FanDuel, you play in one-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. And you can pick a new team any day. And get this, there's a guy in Detroit named Chris Prince who's won over $724,000 playing at FanDuel. Damn! And he's not alone. Over 1 million players have already won money playing fantasy sports on FanDuel.com. FanDuel is the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. It's so big that they're paying out up to $2.5 million in winnings every day during baseball season. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and use the promo code 5151. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 5151.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:57, and a good story to wrap up the old radio program here. Guy in Croatia lost his wallet 14 years ago.
Okay.
Thinks he lost it either at a party or when he was taking his buddy to the hospital. What makes the problem worse is he had about $1,000 in it because he was going to get his roof fixed the next day.
Oh.
Put it behind him, moved on. 14 years almost to the day later, it got mailed back, plus the $1,000, plus $400, which is about what the interest would have been for the inflation.
What? Oh, what? Wow. Why?
He thinks somebody stole the wallet, felt bad, saved up, and sent it back to him and got it to him because they were just trying to do the right thing.
That's
all these
nifty.
Years later.
That is nifty.
It's a little warm, fuzzy way to wrap up the old radio program, except we have to do Today in History. And 72 years ago today, FDR dedicated the Jefferson Memorial.
It's cool.
It's a good one.
50 years ago, the Beatles won the Grammy for Best New Artist.
Oh, the Beatles. We all the Beatles.
For A Hard Day's Night. 31 years ago in 1984, something in sports happened. What happened, Zach?
When was it? Sorry.
1984.
I don't know.
Pete Rose hit number 4,000.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Still not in the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
There you go.
Only person that ever hit more was Ty Cobb. 30 years ago in 1985, the Grand Ole Opry debuted on TV for the first time, which really surprised me. I thought surely that would have been on television before then, but nope. Nashville Network, after thrilling country listeners for 60 years on Nashville radio, they took it live to the TV. What else we got? 18 years ago in 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to win the Masters at the age of 21. And Jordan Spieth was 5 months from breaking that record.
Ah.
In that tournament, he set 21 records.
21?
Number of birdies in a hole, lowest score, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Youngest player, all of it.
I knew that Raymond Fuller, I believe that's his name, he'd set the lowest score through two rounds than he had back in 1976, yep. I think.
Spieth had several this weekend, that's for
Raymond
sure.
Raymond Floyd, I'm sorry.
No problem. It is just shy of 9 o'clock. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow. Scott's taking another day off. And we appreciate you listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian, it is 9 o'clock.
Fox News Radio.